In today's episode, we're going to be talking about emotions, behaviors, and how we start to change negative behaviors in our lives using our pictures. Let's dig in. Okay, welcome back to the podcast. If I have a bit of a husky voice, I'm going through a bit of a cold at the moment, so bear with me. It's frustrating. I find it really frustrating with colds. I can't control them. They kind of just come and go. You've got to give them time. And it doesn't matter how much vitamin C you have, they still seem to run their course. But we shall push through. So in today's episode, I'm coming to the end of my life concepts course with Vanessa. We've done about 98% is an estimate of it. And we're just on the last piece, which is all around relationships and how people interact. And it's been really interesting. A couple of things I thought I'd share that I've gotten out of it so far is around the difference between emotion and behavior. And how when you have an emotion, you then behave in a certain way. And what I mean by that is, we did some work on looking at different behaviors, rules, and how the way we interact affects the world around us. And what I can see in my behaviors, you know, it's not new. I've kind of seen them from afar, but I've never really taken time to understand them or look at them properly. I thought I had, but hey, you know, introspection is very different when other people talk through things with you. And I guess from looking into this side of things in my personal life, I've realized I've carried on some behaviors that I've learned from my family. And what I've seen with a lot of dyslexics is, and we've spoken about in different podcasts, is around mimicking and learning by watching other people. You know, if they do something and we think, oh, that could work, we'll give it a try. And if it works, then we carry on with it. What I always remember as a kid, you know, and when I say a child, anything sub 18, probably some people would call me a child right now. So it still continues. I've kind of picked up off my dad. He had a real safety mechanism in the fact that he had a habit of bringing people down around him to make himself feel better. Or making them feel less or stupid or, you know, not good enough. And I guess consciously I've tried to stop myself doing that because I know I've picked that habit up. But from doing this work with Vanessa, I've kind of clicked and said, actually, I'm still doing it too much or a huge amount. And what it's kind of, you know, what I learned from this course that was really interesting, and some of these things seem so simple, but you don't always really connect the dots, is around emotions and behavior not being the same thing. But they can, at speed, look like the same thing. So when I say that is the way you behave in the outside world is driven by the pictures in your head, followed by the emotions, usually in your body, the feelings, and then the behavior that becomes from that. And what she was saying is you can choose, you know, there's nothing wrong with feeling the way you do. There are no wrong feelings. They are feelings. They're just responses to whatever you've grown up with, whatever you've seen, learned. They're just automatic. So don't ever think your feelings are wrong. You can't feel wrong. You know, you can't, you know, if you feel really bad, it's not wrong. If you feel really good, it's not wrong. But the choice of the behavior that comes after the feeling is a choice, you know, and there are different behaviors that are better. Like if you feel really bad and sad, you know, you could go out and drive your car at 150 Ks around windy streets and potentially hurt yourself. You know, there's nothing bad about the feeling of feeling bad, but if you use it as a behavior to drive really fast and risk your life, that would potentially not be valuable to your life. So that's a negative behavior. It's a bad behavior. It's moving away from, you know, survival or looking after yourself. And so, like, what it kind of got me to think about is when I'm going through that emotion or if I'm feeling that I'm being attacked by someone. And when I say attacked, it means any small threats. Like, I think, I don't know about you, but, you know, as a dyslexic, like, you can get very reactive to things. Like I get, if I find my partner is, she says something slightly negative, my reaction is to go back and try and win that negative battle. Like if she says that was stupid or, you know, or something like that, I take that as you're stupid. You know, I don't really delineate between a singular event where I did something that probably was stupid and you are stupid as a human being. I don't know about you, but I struggle to, in the moment, kind of click what she's talking about. And then I react and I try and bring her down. And I really hate that about myself. You know, don't hate myself for that, but I hate that behavior because it doesn't help. It doesn't drive her to want to change. It just continues the cycle of us doing the same thing over and over again. And I think from the work I've done with this, with Vanessa, and being able to be aware of that and see it, that I actually have the choice of how I behave. I can actually, more often than not, catch myself in what I'm saying. I can stop behaving that way. I can just not say anything, or I can just nod, or you know, I can choose the reaction I put out and the behaviors that I choose to foster. And it's been quite an interesting, you know, moment, because it's, you know, for so long I had this false belief in my brain that, you know, I don't want to change too much about who I am because that's who I am. That's the person I was born to be. I choose who I am. I am who I am. And, you know, no one can change the real Stephen. But to be honest, that's a bit of BS in hindsight. You know, it's, we are all just, we are all changing people. Like my intentions have always been good. But what I'm trying to change is how those intentions show up in the world. So me changing and becoming a better human being on the outside is better. You know, that's good. That's not changing my core. My core values, like me valuing looking after people and helping and being good is there. But the way I've been behaving hasn't actually represented that. I've just been using learnt behaviors that have probably been the opposite. It's not about changing who I am at the core. It's about better expressing the core values I have below. So it was, I found that really interesting. And I don't know if you've ever felt the same way in your life, is that if you really took a step back and looked at some of your own behaviors, you know, how do they help you? You know, I look at this behavior that I've had and I've said, that's definitely a protection thing. I don't want to feel stupid. I want to stand up for myself. I don't want people to take advantage of me, even if it's not really a danger. I've chosen not to be the bigger person. I've chosen to be the smaller person who just fights back. And that's not what I want. But it's taken me a long time to see that. And I've kind of been starting to see it, but a lot of this work is starting to put it into my head about how I can delineate or choose the difference between my emotion and my behavior. I can change. My emotion is fine as it is. That's always going to be there. And that's not wrong, but I can choose how I react or behave based on it. You know, what is, if you ever look at your behaviors or how you interact in relationships or with other people, and when I say relationships, that's how you interact with anyone. What's one behavior that doesn't actually serve you or add value to your life that if you started to try and change it, might have a positive effect? You know, what's just one? Don't think of 10 you could change. That's easy to do. As a dyslexic, we come through a million things will come into our mind. But what's one thing? You know, is it a relationship with a child or a parent or a, you know, someone like that? You know, what's going to make the difference? You know, it's because we all, you know, getting clear on the perspective you're actually working through is just so important. in this, because we can't always see what we're doing. We can't actually see how badly it affects others. And like I know with dyslexia, I'm always trying to look for solutions. And half the time, I don't know about you, but I've tried and find solutions for other people, even more than myself. I don't always look at how can I fix or solve my own stuff. I kind of do that on the surface. But I'm usually looking to solve, get results out of other people or change other people. So it's challenging. So like it's to look at myself and say, what could I change? You know, that's the, you know, truly change, not just pay lip service to. And be, you know, and this is the big thing, is be willing to fail. You know, that's really important. You've got to be willing to, you know, when you're changing a behavior, you've got to be willing to stuff up. And I'm going to probably stuff up a million times before I get it right. And then I'll probably still get it slightly wrong because I've got to retrain myself. So if you do pick a behavior to change, just play with it and see, just experiment, just test it, see what you could change. You know, I've tried to be more empathetic is another one I'm working on at the moment. Sometimes I find myself very, very brash or very hard-nosed. So, and, you know, there's nothing wrong with me practicing empathy, which is trying to feel what they're feeling in the moment and then actually be able to empathize about that. So actually be able to explain the problem. Like, you know, I felt that way before. It's really hard, isn't it? How are you feeling now? You know, that is something I would never usually say. I know that seems so simple, but it's not in my DNA. So I can train that behavior based on different emotions. If I'm feeling the emotion that the person I'm talking to is in a bad spot, I can practice empathizing. And it's so hard because you get so stuck in your ways and your behaviors that it can be challenging to even think about tweaking them. So that's kind of what I wanted to share today. For me, that is a big stepping stone of realization. And I thought it'd be worth sharing with everyone because, you know, I'm sure we all have behaviors we could change or that would give us a lot of value if we did change them. But yeah, just see how it affects the result. Like, you'll find that changing yourself will give you the best external results. Rather than changing someone else and hoping that will give you the result. Because if you've ever tried to change someone else who doesn't want to be changed, it doesn't work. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. I'll be back tomorrow. If you're not already part of Adult Dyslexia Secrets in the Facebook page, make sure you join. And if you know anyone else who could get value from these podcasts, make sure you share the pod. Have a great rest of your day.